from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Americans spend much of their time sitting in two places, behind the wheel of their cars and in front of their computer screens. So it makes sense that Detroit auto companies and Silicon Valley tech companies would eventually try to figure out how to combine these two key parts of American society. As Andrea Kissick reports, internet access in cars may be the ultimate in mobile technology, but it comes with a host of opportunities as well as dangers.
It's a sunny day in San Francisco's Mission neighborhood. I'm taking a spin with Rob Pizarro, the head of BMW's App Center in Mountain View. We're driving a shiny red BMW convertible. It's a test car loaded with some of the company's latest high-tech entertainment features.
So here we are driving around the streets of San Francisco, and let's say I wanted to hear some of my favorite music. Luckily, I'm a MOG subscriber.
Pizarro snaps his iPhone into a cradle and uses a rotating knob down by his gear shift to control his infotainment choices, which are displayed on a screen in the dashboard. His music app is now playing.
Streaming through the iPhone and heard through my audio system in the car. The automotive screen is really like a fourth screen. You know, you have television, you have your laptop, you have mobile, then you have automotive.
While many drivers already use things like Bluetooth technology to make telephone calls, this is different. The smartphone connects to BMW's iDrive system, an onboard computer with internet capability. It offers drivers features like news, music, Yelp, and email. Drivers also can access a number of third-party apps, such as Twitter and Facebook, through audio and text updates. It's as simple as just plugging in an internet-enabled device. Next summer, BMW will be integrating into its electronic system the velvet tone voice of Apple's Siri. Pizarro says BMW has worked hard to develop relationships with big tech.
We're finally playing in the same realm as the Apples and the Googles. We can play with them.
Since BMW established a presence in Silicon Valley well over a decade ago, several other automakers have made the move to tap into the area's tech innovation.
Being in Silicon Valley really brings app developers to your door.
Julius Marchwicki is global product manager for app development at Ford. The company opened a research office in Palo Alto earlier this year. Since then, engineers have held two hackathons, intense brainstorming sessions with Facebook app designers.
One of the first use cases that we saw was this concept that we've all of us, since we're all kind of in this younger age group, they're planning events on Facebook. We mentioned we used to get into our cars, and we knew we had somewhere to be. We didn't know exactly where to go. So that was one of the first things we explored was, is there a way to start linking these great Facebook services into your navigation system?
Ford is exploring ways to integrate Facebook into its voice-controlled sync system. Here's a demo of what that might sound like.
Welcome to Facebook for AppLink. You have four notifications. Becky Thomas posted in Akron Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. Time to get your blues on.
Ford is trying to find the right social media apps, says Marchwicki, that are both useful to drivers and safe. With the increasing number of in-car electronics, you can guess that driver distraction is becoming a big concern. Some of the new features are just too tempting. Take, for instance, the dashboard display on Tesla's new Model S. The Silicon Valley-based electric car maker is offering a screen nearly the size of two iPads that shows high-def videos, maps, and web pages. Some sobering facts, though. The CDC says more than 1,200 people are injured and 15 die each day in crashes in the U.S. due to distracted driving. California is ahead of most states. It already has laws on the books that ban handheld texting as well as surfing the web on a dashboard display while driving.
Ultimately, it's the user's fault when you do something wrong that you're not supposed to do. But the manufacturers, at the same time, have a responsibility to educate consumers on when they can use them and what really the risks are involved in this.
Thilo Kozlowski has been looking at the convergence of technology and cars for 15 years. He's a senior analyst with the technology research company Gartner.
I think the automotive industry is being carried away a little bit too far by the success that certain applications or companies have on these mobile devices, and they're just trying to copy and paste it into the vehicle.
Kozlowski's company has surveyed consumers and found that most are not so interested in keeping up with their tweets while in the car. They say what's really important is more road data and hands-free phone service.
Similar to 10 years ago, phones became smartphones. We're seeing the same transition happening now with automobiles. We're getting from basic transportation to what I call intelligent mobility.
Kozlowski says by 2016, most consumers will expect smartphone integration in cars, and he says this is just the beginning of the connected drive. He believes that soon we will be using apps to connect to large amounts of data stored online that could include our car's maintenance records, road conditions, and traffic information generated from other cars. For Quest, I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.